Welcome back. How you doing, Adam?
What's up? I'm good. I'm chilling in a hotel in Iowa.
Oh, how's the weather out there? Did you hear what happened out here?
I heard what happened. My brother texted me and he was like, "Are you okay?" I'm like, "What? Why?" I was at the climbing gym. And he's like, "Yeah, I heard tornado touched down." I was like, "Oh shoot." So I called my wife. I was like, "Hey, are you okay?" And she was like, "It's
Yeah,
raining."
actually, yeah, I just got a couple messages from people just 10 minutes up the road that they had tornadoes go through the backyard.
Oh, yeah, not good. We had some rain out here. It was pretty hard, but like it was 90 after that, so no worries. It's just nice and sunny.
Awesome. This has been a while since we've done this. I haven't done an episode in a while, so thank you for making me come back and do something.
Yeah, dude, we're back. I wish we were like, it's over Zoom, so it's not as good, but I wish we were in person. I'd give a little drum like, "We're back, baby."
Oh yeah, dude. I love when you do those. But man, so what's that shirt you got on there? I see that shirt.
Oh yeah, I don't know if we're gonna be like keeping recordings, but there's our current 2023 Daily Drift Comp shirt, with all the partner logos in the back for all of you
I
people
love it.
viewing online. I don't know if that's a thing. I don't know if we post these, but you guys saw me
No,
spinning
we
in
can
my chair
start
in the
though.
hotel. But
Just
yeah,
brings
just
me into
rocking
new
the
circles.
yeah, rocking the merch. That's our blank canvas. This is the early shout out. We're starting this off with a shout out to one of our partners, but Blank Canvas doing all of our merch for the season. So check them
They did
out.
a great job, from what I've seen. They did a
Yeah,
great job.
they're cool. It's really, really cool. And they're local, so that's awesome too.
So speaking of sponsors, I know we're going to talk a lot about the Daily Drift series. So tell me a little about some of the sponsors we got for you.
Yeah, man. We'll dive right in some of the people that make it happen. So we have, like I said, Blank Canvas. They're one of our, I mean, everyone's super important, but they're really helping us out with a lot of things. They're giving away a bunch of prize gift cards basically to all of our winners in the forms of like really big checks. So,
Oh, that's sweet.
yeah, so that way like our drivers can grow their brands. If as they place on the podium, then they can make some merchandise for themselves or get a website open so they can sell merchandise and kind of grow their brand as they're going through this drifting world. But yeah, also we had Enzo Detailing Products is on board with us this season. I think we talked a little bit about them, but they were out at all the events. They're gonna have their full tent set up at round two this weekend, which is like a full inflatable, like it looks like something out of a Red Bull camp, but it's pretty cool. So they're gonna be out there with their detail products and energy drinks. So for those people who are swinging by, make sure you stop by and see David, our guy David, because he's handing that stuff out and giving you the rundown too on what their product is. But they're helping us with, again, our winners are walking home with full detail packages, which is just so cool for the guys up on, and maybe girls, up on the podium.
I'm definitely excited to see this. I saw the line. You guys have quite a lineup there. So who else is some of the sponsors we've got for this series?
Yeah, man. So we've got Fitment Industries is on board. Super, excited to have them there. Our season champion. So whoever has the most points at the end of the four rounds, counting three, but that's it's complicated. Whoever wins the series is walking home with a set of wheels of their choice from the in-stock items at Fitment Industries. So that's a huge, add-on. Like, yeah, I don't know. If I put in the time and I, did well at three or four rounds of competition and I went home with a set of wheels, I would feel pretty good. So, hyped to have
Absolutely.
them on board helping us with that. But yeah, also shifting through the gears, we're here. You're on board. We're on board with you.
It's
Yeah. So this is like, this is the official Daily Drift podcast, if you will. We don't do any podcasts on about Daily Drift outside of here. So if you're looking for content about the series and the drivers and stuff, this is our stop.
Absolutely. We'll have to get some of those guys on after round two.
Yeah, I think it'll be we I feel like we don't have any drama because the series isn't about drama, but definitely like there's some important battles coming up and stuff, and I think having the guys on and girls would be really cool.
Definitely. So I keep going. I saw one of the logos and it caught my attention.
Oh yeah, no, I mean, I don't want to jump, but we've got other people, APethke Sales and Service. Those guys are like they do a lot of like small engines repairs. So if you're looking for a snowblower or your lawnmower or something, it's hot out, it's not snowing, but hit those guys up. They've been awesome. Cameron was out with his NA Miata. They had it hard parked up by their booth last time. So it was pretty cool to see. They wrapped it themselves. It was awesome. I did not rep my car.
That's
I was
so
like, neat. Did somebody do this for me? You know, we've got Isekai Dutaku, who's our anime figure store. They're on board with us too this year. They're giving out a really cool prize for round two. We've got like a Goku from Dragon Ball Z figure coming out, which is, and some merch with that too. It's gonna be pretty sick for all of those, you know, Dragon Ball Z fans growing up. Like, you're gonna want to win this one. But yeah, they're coming out. Then obviously, you know, Runs Racing, they've been building a lot of my car stuff, so that, you know, my cage through them, all my tuning goes through them. But they're on board with the series as well. So if you're a driver, you know, hit them up for alignments and tunes and any work you need. And then the ladies at Jazz Salon, they have been with us for a long time. You know, they are always supporting. I'm going over there Friday morning to get a gift basket that's going to be one of our prizes. So, and you can't say enough about them. They're not in the drifting world, and they are supporting us as drivers and organizers. So, you know, give.
Well, they got to keep you nice and clean.
Yeah, no, they texted me. I was supposed to go today. They were like, you know, hey, you know, your appointment's today at 5:30. And I was like, oh, no, I'm in Iowa. I'm so sorry. they were like, don't worry about it. You know, we'll get you another spot. It's kind of hard because they're so busy that, like, I missed my spot. My hair's getting long a little bit here, besides the receding parts. But, you know, it's getting a little messy. And so
oh,
I was,
man.
You know, but if you miss appointment, it's like, it's not next week. You know, it's like you might be a couple of weeks until you get back in there because they're slammed.
Yeah.
So they're always supporting us, man. And then finally, we've got, you know, PR, KP Media, Patrick. So he does a lot of the organizing for all of our media stuff, which helps tremendously because I have a lot going on. And I know nothing about media besides that I think pictures are cool and videos are cool. And I like when my car's in them. But, you know, he kind of helps organize all that stuff because, you know, if we can have these events, but everyone wants to take something home. And when we have a big media team come out, we, you know, the media teams we've had have been phenomenal. So I could spend the rest of the podcast just talking about people shooting video and taking photos of the events. So big thank you to those men and women doing the media game because they're all important.
They've done a great job so far.
Yeah, they make us look better than we are. So. But okay,
well, thank you to the media team. That's awesome.
Yes, but if you made it through our sponsor rundown, we are now going to start talking about drifting. Maybe we'll see.
So this is going to be round two this coming weekend, Saturday on the 15th at US here. How did round one go? I didn't get to make it, unfortunately, but how did round one go?
Yeah, round one was a blast. Yeah, there's like I could go a lot of ways with this. I think I'll start just from like a personal perspective. You know, there was a lot of stress, I think, that went into round one. It was a big deal, right? It was first time at US Air. I don't know of anyone else who's rented US Air besides us at that point, at least in a long time. So there was kind of a lot of pressure on our guys. We had, and this is excessive, but we had like, you know, staff Zoom meetings with drivers. So must have had like three or four meetings. We had a media meeting just to like, you know, like really stress how important round one was and how the rest of the season is just as important. But like, where are we going to be? What are we not doing? What should we be doing? And, you know, so part of that like really helped the event go well, I think, and at least kept setting an expectation for all of us that like, hey, you know, this is important. Be there on time. Like, let's be sharp. You know, we don't want to be fools and have Mike kick us out for the rest of the season. So,
yeah, please no.
Yeah. So, you know, but, and also I'm just a planner. So, you know, some of that was probably me going over the top, but it worked out. But yeah, the end result was that round one was awesome. We had like serious competition. The battles were excellent. Honestly, there were some of the best battles that I've seen in a long time, which is very, very cool. Everyone seemed to have a lot of fun. I had several drivers message me or come up to me and say, you know, hey, this is one of my favorite events I've ever been to, which meant a lot, you know, and also that's a big shout out to all of our staff who made the event run super, super smooth because we had it dialed. I feel like about halfway through, we were just cranking out battles. So yeah, but it was awesome, man. no complaints. A couple of things to tweak, of course. You know, we're going to make some changes for round two as far as some processes, maybe a little bit in grid, a little bit just in like setup for tech and that kind of stuff. But overall, I would give us a good grid for round one. And it was fun. I got to watch some drifting.
Don't you love just being able to watch sometimes? Wait, you don't get sometimes.
Yeah, no, that was uncommon. There was a point in, I think it was top 16 or top 32, where like everything was running. I think it was 16. And I just like sat by the judges and like updated the bracket and just watched a couple battles. And I was like, this is awesome. Finally, you know what I mean? So it was cool, man.
You've definitely put in the work. So I'm glad you got to watch, be able to sit back and watch all the hard work just kind of roll and be able to enjoy it from a different perspective, so to speak.
Yeah, I appreciate that. It was very, really cool. I remember sitting there going like, I'm actually just watching now. And so it was a cool moment for me. And the battles were good.
Definitely.
I was like freaking out.
Well, I'm excited. I'm hoping this weekend is just as good.
I think it will be. I was looking at the bracket, which went live today. And, you know, it's hard to pick someone who's going to go all the way, which is a good feeling, right? You don't want to look at the bracket and be like, well, that person's obviously the best person here, so they're going to win. Everyone seems to be on even footing, so it should be good.
Sweet. And my question, since, again, I didn't get to see, but I saw from photos, I've never been to US Air, so this would be my first time. What was your layout like last time?
So our last layout was kind of, for anyone who's done like a hyperdrift comp with Club FR, it was kind of like an extended hyperdrift layout. So we had a run up onto the shelf instead of just starting on the shelf. And so it was kind of, you ran up, you know, some cars was a second gear, some cars touching third gear, but it wasn't like crazy fast. Jumped up onto a shelf, you went right past the spectators, and then you dove down and did like a little bit of an S, which it was cool. It was a really, really neat layout to see people, especially when they got the initiation right. It was like a big snap up the hill. Oh, it was spicy. And it promoted some good tandem, like some really, really close tandems.
I think seeing tandems makes it even more fun.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And we had really solid battles. So the people that were there, you know, the spectators that came out and stuff, I think they enjoyed it. I had some people, again, message me. They were like, that was so cool to watch. You know, thanks for putting it on and stuff. And it was cool.
That's awesome, man. So let's see. So I see we have a looking at the results. I see we have a team series, a team standing, and then our drivers. So there's more teams than I thought there were going to be this year.
Yeah, so it was something that kind of like peaked right at the end of the, like right before the season started. I pushed it really hard because it was an idea that I had that I bounced off some people. And bounced off of our Facebook chat as well. Like, hey, would people be interested in teams? And then we can give out a small cash prize because it's something, you know, we're still trying to stay away from like five, you know, big money prizes. We just wanted this to be more about the competition and like battling with your bros than, you know, trying to swoop in and take a bunch of money. But there was feedback we got from the Invitational in 2022 was that some money would be nice if it's on the table. And this was a way that we felt that it could work. You know, you drive three or four rounds with us and you win. Yeah. You know, we can give you some money back. So that's what the team championship is all about. And I was hyped that we got, I think we have like six or seven, I'd have to double check, but six or seven teams. There's one that needs to be put on there still. But I will add them in prior to this round.
Sweet.
Yeah.
And then I was just looking at the standings. It looks like it's going to be just looking at the standing in the brackets, it's going to be pretty tight. I see we have the top eight seems pretty, that it can change rather quickly after this run.
Yeah, yeah. So basically the way we scored it is, you know, everybody starts off in top 32. We don't do like a qualifying, you know, if we have 32 tickets, so we don't oversell or anything like that. That way, if you buy a ticket and you make the commitment to come up and drive with us, you get to at least do one battle. You know, So if you, everyone in 32 starts at 0 points. And then as you move up in the bracket, so once you hit 16, you get 3 points. Once you get into top eight, that's 6 points, and so on and so forth. So right now we have a bunch of people who are tied with points because, you know, obviously we had one round. So if you made it into 16, everyone in 16 got that many points. But yeah, I think that, you know, we had some people who aren't going to be here for this round. We had a couple of new, I think we had 8 new drivers for this round. So we've got a big chunk from last, from round one. And yeah, so it could shuffle pretty hard. I think that if Gio wins again, he'll be in a really, really good spot for the championship because we only take 3 points rounds. So if you get two wins, you're looking pretty good. But we'll see, man. He's got some tough battles to go through.
Definitely looking at it. And this is exciting. I'm glad you guys had a good round one. Definitely, I was watching some of the videos people put up and some of the media, and I was like, man, this is going to be great. Like, people seemed happy. I saw a lot of people laughing and having a good time, and spectators seemed like they had a good time. So,
heck yeah. No, we had, and I think too, we got to highlight, like, if, you know, if you're picking like big moments from round one, you know, obviously the final battle is always a big moment, but the top 32 battle between Chris, KMR and Gio Crespo was like, honestly, it felt like a finals battle. Like it was, I think it was one of the most intense battles I have seen in person or even like online. It was wild, man. They went 3-1 more times, I believe.
Wow.
Yeah, Chris transitioned so close behind Gio's bumper that Chris took his own bumper off, his front bumper off of his car on Gio's rear bumper. We have it on video. It's insane.
We'll have to make sure that gets put up on Instagram or something. Yeah. Maybe it is.
No, yeah, it's up there. I think it's in the Beezer Media final edit.
Okay.
Yeah. Wild.
I said just one more thing on round one. I saw you guys put up a round one recap video. So that's on your YouTube page. You guys should definitely go check that out. I started watching it.
Yeah.
And I started getting
hyped. Yeah, it was so that was Beezer Media was like our official round one videographer. So we brought him on. He did a phenomenal job. You know, that was, if you haven't seen the video, please, it's on his channel. That was part of our agreement because we don't have a Daily Drift YouTube channel at this point. So it's on his channel. Go check it out. It is just awesome. I think I watched it 5-6 times in a row last night. Like, yeah. And again, I'm very invested, right? But it hit really hard. So definitely check that out. He did a phenomenal job. Cannot thank him enough.
Well, shout out to that guy. I got halfway through. I'm gonna go watch it again with my cousin. I'm gonna send it off to a few people that are coming up this weekend just so they can get a little motivated for this weekend, get ready for it.
Yeah, a little flavor. I was in the hotel room and I like hacked into the, because you know it's like a hotel TV or whatever. So I like, pulled the HDMI off and plugged in my laptop so I could watch it on the TV. And I didn't realize, but I had the sound like way up because I was just so excited, you know. And
yeah.
So after about the second go around, I was like, wait, this is pretty loud. So I tried to turn it down. But I was like, you know, sitting here like yelling at the TV. It was like it was a big event for me.
Dude, a lot of work going in. A lot of congrats to you on that. And you should be hyped, man. We should all be hyped about it. It's pretty
yeah, neat. Dude, I was hyped. It was a cool moment.
So speaking of the events and weekends, like I said, round two's in what, 36 hours?
Yeah, it's so close. Like I said, and I've mentioned before, I'm in like Iowa right now. So I have like a crazy next couple of days coming up here. But yeah, we're basically ready to go. You know, we got everything's kind of set. Track is paid for. We're ready to head up for another go.
So let's look at this. I got the bracket up right now. I see you did it on Bracket HQ.
Yep.
Never heard of that before. That's neat. I have to use that next time. Looking at the lineup and then the bracket, man, this, just looking at the few names I know, because I'm still getting to know a lot of people, this looks like an intense top half of this bracket. A really intense top half of this bracket.
Yeah. So all of our, what we do for, we should like just tell everybody too, but what we do for the
Yeah, go
bracket
ahead,
is
please.
because there's no qualifying, that just takes a lot of time. And again, with this type of competition that we're trying to set up, it's not a priority to have like, 2 or 3 hours of qualifying or whatever it is. It's just not what it's about. And maybe at a later date it will be, but hey, for now it's not. So we do a randomized bracket. So we go through, or I go through bracket HQ and I just hit shuffle. And I post a video as well so people can see that I'm not like picking battles, you know what I mean? Because that would be trash. So I go through and I shuffle it for like a minute or so, and then we stop it, and that's how it lands. And how it landed for round two is that the top section of the bracket has like four, is it four or five, like very, very heavy hitters.
I'm
One.
seeing at least four names from that top four, top five up there.
Three, four. Yeah, there's, and like the great thing too about the bracket is that everyone, there's a lot of people who are all even, right? So when we say like a heavy hitter, it's just like, maybe based on round one, like a couple of the people up in that top section went deep into round one. So it's like, they've got some skill for sure. But yeah, like that. And of course, we start from the top. So we're going to start the day off. For battles on Saturday with like a bunch of really, really good battles. So it should set the tone very nicely for the event.
Yeah, I'm looking at a couple, and I'm gonna be paying heavy attention to this one just because, man. And there's some names I've seen around, and excited to see them drive again. But gee, this is gonna be neat, man.
Yeah, it
It's
should be
gonna be
good. Should be
intense.
good. We got just I guess some notable ones up there. And again, everyone is, I think at this point anyone can go up and win, but like so Jacob Voigt, who's got a bye because of, we're down one or two drivers, but he was a fourth place in round one, so that's he can make it up there far. You've got Colin Zielinski, who's always a, they bring the extreme graphics cars out, so that's always a challenge right there to beat him. Angel Guzman was top eight, I believe, 8 or 6. I think he was eight in round one, and he's super smooth, super solid driver. His girlfriend Lisa is driving as well, and she's got tons of tandem experience. So that's, you got to watch out for her. Iggy is up there as well in his Corvette. Like that top section is going to hit hard.
Yeah. Even looking at the bottom, we got Gio and Tim at the bottom on the second part of the bracket. You got a couple people. You got some good matches. This is gonna be exciting. So I'm gonna say this now. Good luck to all the drivers. I'm gonna be hyper this entire weekend. Like this seems like it's gonna be very intense. I know you're gonna be extremely excited about this lineup.
Yeah, and obviously, best of luck to everybody. Like, but the most important thing is that everyone has fun, because if, competition, I know competition, everyone wants to win, right? But we're trying to make it a really good competitive environment where it's like you enjoy being there. So, that's the goal. But yeah, that Tim Sheehan versus Gio Crespo battle, like in top 32 again. Like, I feel bad for Gio because every time we reshuffle these lines, he gets a hitter off the off the bat. But yeah, he had KMR twice at the Invitational and round one, and now he's got Tim. So it's like, the man's got to put the work in, but we know that he can do it, and that battle could have big championship implications too. Because Gio won the last round, but if he goes out in 32 here and Tim moves on, Tim scored pretty well in round one too. So, he can get closer and bridge that gap between the points. So that could be a big battle.
This is gonna be wow. And like you were saying, that's just that top eight, even the top 12, like one position change. Like you get knocked out around earlier than the other person, and now they're right on you or they pass you. Like it's gonna be exciting.
Yeah, and we do drop. So because of the change when we moved from Great Lakes Dragway to US Air, we were originally slotted for three events. We bumped up to four. So what we did is we gave the option. It's like you only have to score three events to qualify for the championship. That fourth event gets dropped. So like let's just say Gio loses in top 32. If he drives round three and four, he can drop that 32 loss. That way, it rewards our people for driving all four rounds, but doesn't give them an advantage if someone had prior commitments, for the season. It may not always be that way, but for this year, that's how we thought it worked best and was the fairest. You know, we didn't want to force people to buy an extra ticket they weren't planning on.
I think that's extremely fair with what you guys did. And I think the drivers and the spectators are gonna like that too. Especially the drivers. I think that's a very smart move. And I like that.
Yeah, we hope so.
Look at this lineup real quick. I see a lot, obviously a lot of Nissans. I see a couple Chevy and Chevy Corvettes. Obviously a lot of BMWs in here. I see a couple. I mean, just the spread in here has got, we've got a good spread of vehicles, so it's going to see a good variety.
Which is,
I'm curious about this BRZ. I'm a Subaru guy. I'm super curious about this BRZ, man.
Yeah, we've got Kalen. You know, Kalen's supercharged now too. He's been driving really well. So it's good to see him back out there, and this could be a good track for him because he tends to flow the car really well. Sometimes I feel like snappy transitions is not his forte. But the flowing corners, he drives really smoothly, and that BRZ is going to have enough power that he can hook up. So I think it's possible that he, but this might have been your pick. We were talking a little bit earlier. I'm stealing your pick a little bit here, but you know, we might see Kalen moving on out of the 32 and possibly bridging that gap into the 16. So this could be a good day for him and his team, Team Manabe. They're looking for some points this year. Manabe? Yeah.
That's what it looks like. Sweet, man. Like I said, I like the variety of cars, so I'm glad it's not all just. You even got a couple Fords pop, a Ford popping in here with this Ford Mustang from Justin.
Yeah, and those boys rip too. We had Tony in the Fox body last time as well. So we had a couple of Mustangs come out, and that's, you know, that's a good thing. We're trying to get our guy Roland to come out with his new Mustang. He's got like a 2015 or something.
Ooh.
It hits hard, so hopefully for round three or four, we can get him out because that car's sweet. There it is.
And I was just looking through some of the. I kind of started looking at some of the media and some of these guys and the variety of like designs some people do and deliveries and just a little difference between the car between just two BMWs of a 330 Ci, and just the way they build them is different. I think it's really neat. So I'm excited to go see all those in person and everything. So
yeah, and I think it's really important too, like, you know, the series is still a grassroots series, and we'd like to keep it that way for now, so all cars should be, you know, you should have a shot, right? We have James with the stock powered Miata, and his line last event was one of the better lines that anyone was running. If you watch some of the, we have a couple of drone shots of him. I think Beezer put one in the edit too, and he like hits outer zone. What was that one? Outer zone two, like perfectly. Fills the whole zone. And that was something that a lot of the drivers were missing. Or not a lot, but a couple of drivers were missing. So that low powered car can still compete, you know. He had to retire due to mechanical, which is how he lost, which is unfortunate. But that's the goal. If you have a stock powered Miata or like a 600 horsepower E36, like you should be able to come out and compete in this. And then US Air mitigates power a lot of the time. So you can have a lower power car run with someone who's got more horsepower.
Wonderful. Like, sweet. Speaking of US here and what it does, what's the layout in round two? Because I know you're changing it every round. It's a different layout. What's the layout in round two?
Yeah, a little bit hard to describe a layout without like a whiteboard or something. But so basically, if you're familiar, we're going to be running down the hill towards where intermediate grid normally is. And then we're going to hang a left, bridging into intermediate. So we're not going to go the long way around like a normal drift day does, but there's kind of a little bridge in between the two tracks. And so we're going to run through that. So it'll be like a second gear initiation into like a nice sweeper going left. That'll follow intermediate out. So it should be very, very flowy and like kind of fast for that area of the track. But I think it'll.
Awesome.
Yeah. I think it's going to be really good. When we tested it, you know, we ran it. We had Jake's turbo BMW, which, you know, shredded it. And we also had an AE86, which also shredded it. So we kind of, and we had an RX8, which again, drove it very well. So it's like, you know, he shredded. Brian, don't get mad at me. He shredded too. But but yeah, so the idea is that like big power can do it, low horsepower can do it, you know, that's what we're trying to accomplish. So it should be cool.
Awesome. Yeah, I was just kind of looking at this and I've never been there. So if you've been there, yeah, I'm sure you understand exactly what it looks like. But I have it pulled up on a map and I think I get the layout. It should be fun, should be very entertaining. And I'm hoping the drivers enjoy it. Round three is going to be a surprise. That'll be exciting.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it'll be a surprise for now.
Yeah, we're not dropping the other layouts, but if you go to the Facebook or the Instagram, we have the layout for round two posted, so you can see our guys driving it and what we were doing testing. So give you an idea of what the layout is.
Awesome.
I guess, you know, general PSA if people are interested.
Well, you know, I have to go look at it because I'm sure some people are going to look at it, especially spectators, people are going up, or heck, even drivers might hop on and go, let me go refresh myself on the layout real quick.
Yeah. Well, we had people like running it on the sim. You know, obviously we released it because we want people to know what the layout is. And like, if they can practice, then practice, because that just gives a better show and like a better driver experience. So, you know, some people released it like the day of or the week, you know, week of, and it was like, we're trying to make the best driving possible. So if you have it and you have a simulator, then awesome, put the time in. You know, you look at some of the bigger series and it's like, you know what the layout is, you know? So not that we're a huge series, but
you know, it always helps out, though. Like you said, not everybody can travel. It might be 30 minutes. It might be 6 hours. These people are traveling that they can't always go up and just test on a Tuesday night after work.
Right. Yeah, for round one, we had a couple people towing like 8 hours to get there.
Wow.
Which is cool. I think we have, I forget where he's coming from. We have someone coming from like, you know, it's a haul to get up to US Air. So we really appreciate those drivers we appreciate all the drivers and the ones who are driving, you know, over 5 to 6 hours to come run the event. That's really special for us. So.
Absolutely, man.
Yeah.
All right, so judges, who are your judges for round two?
Yeah, we got
Who are the judges for round one? And yes, then let's cover who are the judges for round two. I don't want to leave the judges out. They do a lot of effort into this as well.
Oh yeah. And again, like I don't want to judge. You know what I mean? You know, thankfully I have a bunch of other things going on, so I have a good excuse. But you know, I think judging is one of the hardest parts of the entire event because everything hinges on you, right? Our judges did a really, really good job and we back them. There's a reason we have no protests, you know, like those guys do a good job. But round one, we had Jake Anderson, Brian Peter, and Alex Zier. All three very qualified, good comp drivers. You know, they've been in drifting for a long time. So those were our guys for round one. For round two, Jake Anderson, Alex Zier will be back. Brian Peter was filling in for us, actually, because Ross was unable to make it to round one. But Ross is going to be back, and he'll be our third judge for round two. And Brian will be at home or relaxing or something. Maybe he'll come out. I'm not sure. But
hey, who knows? He might go. Hey, guys.
Yeah. I'll wait, or maybe I'll see him on the sign-up sheet here coming up. Bring the RX-8 out. But,
That'd be neat.
So those are our judges. And those guys, you know, they do a great job. If you go over there, I have the opportunity to like pop in and out of all the different staffing spots throughout the day. So as I was sitting there watching my couple of runs, you know, the conversations that are going back and forth are, you know, what are these drivers doing? You know, what were they doing in practice? And I think if there's any drivers listening right now, like during practice, make sure you go or send your spotter. If you have one, you talk to them because they can tell you what you're doing wrong and where you could improve, especially you're going to need that when it comes to battle time. So use them as a resource for sure.
Yeah, I feel like especially the judges, like you said, you have a spotter, somebody send them over, because the more information you have, the better well prepped you can be. And I'm pretty sure the judges would happily tell you what you need to fill in, what you need to do. Or they might go, hey, you're rocking, you're like, you're kicking ass today, man. You're doing great. Run it.
Yeah.
Awesome, man. Yeah. I'm super excited for this. I'm excited to see the judges, see the spectators, meet everybody out there, meet some of the sponsors as well. super excited for that.
I think that, you know, on the judges too, like KMR came up to us last time, and or not me, he came up to the judges. I was just chilling there. And he was asking questions, but I'm not sure if anyone else did. So, you know, to the drivers, like, definitely use those guys because that they're here. And Alex will tell you this especially because Alex, I feel like, is the most vocal. But, like, they're here because they want to see people driving better. You know, it takes a lot of time, and they come up, and, you know, they're using their time to watch us drive, basically. So if you ask them, they're like, hey, we want to see everyone shredding, and if we can help with that, that's why we're here.
Awesome. That's all for me. That's all I got for you. I just want to make this a quick one, kick one back out. But I'm excited to see you this weekend, Adam. Excited to meet all the drivers and spectators and hope everybody comes out and joins. And if not, pay attention to the social medias. They're going to keep them updated. So,
yeah, I think
very much.
One or two things real quick before we take off. I know our meeting here is I've got a minute and 17 seconds. But Nate Coyle Ride is going to be filming round two for us. So keep your eyes out for that. You know, spectators, come out, you know, try to show these guys and girls some love at the track. Yeah. And I'm just, you know, really looking forward to seeing everyone shred. So hopefully, well, not hopefully, it's going to be awesome.
But, fantastic, yeah. Man. I hope everybody enjoys this episode. I know it's been a while. Definitely be out there. I'll be out there this weekend. And I know Adam is. So if you see Adam, give him a big thumbs up. Make sure you thank this staff and the spectators. Make sure you thank the judges. Awesome, man.
Give staff a big high five or something, or bring them a water. Those guys, and, you know, those are the heroes. So, yeah, man. Well, it's good to see you. Good to talk. And we will see you on Saturday.
All right. You guys have a great day. Thanks, guys, for listening. And catch you guys next time.
Bye.